I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Peace talks in South Sudan have hit another wall. The resulting food crisis is expected to rival the famine of the 1980s. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says their team is focusing on a refugee area in Uganda. While food is one problem, the other...
Water is so critical because that part of the world is a fairly arid area. So we hope to get them involved with that. So they become a part of solving the problem as we put the deep wells in, and we'll be sharing the gospel as we go, sharing water, but sharing about the living water as we go.
One more thing. Don't forget South Sudan. The essentials are found at our website. Meanwhile, Lent is celebrated by many different denominations. Rural Renew is challenging you to think about the season of Lent as a commitment to give God your whole heart. Co-director of Rural Renew, Ida Costra-Matoigo, believes giving our hearts back to God is more significant than giving up food, drink, or technology for the purpose of self-denial. Consider 2 Chronicles 7:14 as you think about Lent. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. And did you know that we're all called to be missionaries? That doesn't always mean fly across the world. Often the field is right where we're standing. John and Catherine Hines of the Mission Society works with churches to get everyone involved in missions. Their Centerpoint training program can be applied to any mission context. John says,
the mission field is not this exotic thing far off, that it's not this thing that only certain people in the church do, but mission is what the church is about. And the mission field is everywhere.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Children are suffering around the world. Vision Beyond Borders wants to give you a free 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids and their parents. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.